The big question is this: as entrepreneurs, coaches, and business owners, how do we consistently sell our products, programs, and services without making our customers feel like we're only in it for the almighty dollar? How do we serve the way we know we're meant to serve and still run a profitable business? How do we put good into the world while we put dollars into our pockets? How do we change the lives of our community while also bettering the life we lead?
It's not a zero-sum game. It's not an either-or scenario. It is possible to thrive while serving your clients to the best of your ability. This podcast will show you how. I'm Jenny Wright.
I'm Allison Lex.
And welcome to The System to Thrive. On this episode, we'll be answering the question, should I charge for my sales calls? Do you have sales call anxiety? How about, are you giving away your free quote-unquote discovery calls and getting a bunch of tire kickers or people not showing up? In today's episode, we're going to talk about why we finally started to realize that we were tired of giving away our time, our best strategies on free calls, and how we started charging for our sales calls and increasing our closing rates. Our time is far better spent. We've enjoyed creating and sharing our strategies with eager entrepreneurs, and we're going to tell you the story today as to why we're doing it. Charging for sales calls isn't a new thing. We didn't invent it. And maybe we're late to the party on this entire bandwagon, but we're going to tell you how happy we are that we've moved to this model. There's multiple ways to do paid sales calls, and we're going to share two that we've done and why.
So I want to just kind of paint you the picture of the landscape at the time, because I don't know when you're listening to this, but if you remember March 2020, you know what I'm about to say. COVID-19 sucked. It was really ramping up globally. A lot of people had just come under stay-at-home orders. The U.S. had declared a national emergency. They were furloughed or laid off completely from work. And what happened in the business world, the entrepreneurs with coaches and business owners and online marketers, they were really they felt paralyzed. Like, it was insensitive to move forward or promote, that people weren't going to buy anyway, that pushing your business right now when people's health was on the line and people were afraid for their health and safety, and, you know, it was like a movie come to life, just felt insensitive and like we shouldn't be doing it.
It was an apocalypse movie with John Cusack starring in it. It felt like it.
Yeah. Well, if it had been with John, if John Cusack had been in my house, it might've been a different story for me. I was actually thinking of Contagion with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes. And that movie actually soared to the top of the Netflix charts in March. People were watching it in droves.
Right? Right. Well, and I own it, and it was on my Vudu, and a friend of mine was watching it, and she watched like 12 Monkeys, Contagion, Outbreak, all in a few days. I was like, what is wrong with you? Anyway. There was a ton of stress, anxiety all around. I totally understand that because I had it. I had major anxiety because my whole schedule had changed. I'm used to working from home by myself. All of a sudden, my husband and kid are home. I don't know what's going to happen. How am I going to work? I got to take care of my kid. My husband's working from home. And I actually lost clients.
Yeah.
So I lost a lot of clients that month because they were insecure about what would happen and unsure. And they slowed their marketing down, which that could be a whole nother episode about what kind of decision that is. But it kind of left me feeling a little hopeless, like, man, I don't even know how I'm going to do work. And I guess it doesn't matter because I don't have any. And, you know, hashtag transparency, which is a thing you'll hear us say a lot. I couldn't sleep. I really struggled sleeping, and so it would be 1 or 2 in the morning and things would hit my brain, and who am I going to message all of these things to but my friend Jenny?
Yep.
Who, she's been getting better, everyone, but she's a night owl.
Yeah.
She's been working on going to bed earlier, but I knew if I messaged Jenny at 1 o'clock in the morning, she was probably still up.
Yeah. At the time I was, because I was freaking out too. Mm-hmm. And I was having anxiety and I wasn't really sleeping that well. And I was worried just like everybody else, you know, it was really, really tough. And I knew you were having anxiety and I didn't know how to support you. Mm-hmm. You know, I was struggling to be able to support you, but I realized that whatever was going on, I was there for you. It doesn't matter if it was 1 o'clock in the morning, I was mm-hmm. like, I'm there. whatever
you ride or die, baby.
Ride or die. And what happens?
It's like 1 in the morning, maybe 2 in the morning, and I have an idea. So I messaged Jenny and I said, we're going to do a webinar. We're going to do it next week. I mean, I didn't even really give her a choice. Like, I knew she was ride or die with me. So I said, we're going to do it like next week. And I said, and it's all going to be about helping people survive and thrive through this situation. I said, we can call it the secret to thrive. And she's like, no, I don't like secret. Let's call it system. Hashtag how the name and the podcast was actually
ta-da!
System to Thrive. And so
origin story.
Hashtag origin story. There's a lot of hashtags in this episode. And I said, you know, we're going to, in fact, Thrive could be an acronym. And I just kind of spit some stuff out. And she sent me one of those like shocked face emojis. And I said, okay, I'm going to try and get some sleep now that I've gotten this out of my head. Spoiler alert, I didn't. We'll talk about it in the morning. And so over the next few days, we put together this whole webinar.
Few days, try 24 hours.
Just trying to not make people think it was
24 hours. You messaged me at 2 o'clock in the morning on it was Thursday.
I was gonna say Thursday.
It was a Thursday, 2 o'clock in the morning on the Thursday. And by Friday at 5 or 7 o'clock at night, the opt-in page was done, the landing page copy was done, the automation was done, and we were promoting.
Yeah, we were.
In 24 hours.
I was actually talking about the webinar itself, like the presentation. So we were putting all that together and we came to what is the offer going to be?
Yes.
And we knew we wanted to get on the phone with people.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to just offer free calls.
Because we've been struggling with that. We've
really been struggling with that lately. Yeah. The free calls just felt like such a time suck.
Yeah.
And
I had just done a challenge where I had booked 97 calls. Mm-hmm. And I had a bunch of no-shows and a bunch of tire kickers and a bunch of people who were, you know, really wonderful as well. But I had a lot of time suck people and it felt draining to do that.
Absolutely. It totally is. Especially when you're really pushing. And like you said, you had done that challenge. And you had, I remember your goal was 100.
Yeah.
And you were 3 shy, which I think we'll still call that a win. 97 sales calls. And that's what happens is you get a lot of no-shows. The no-show rate for discovery calls or sales calls is astronomical.
It is.
And it's just really frustrating. So we thought, well, let's put like a package or an offer together and we'll charge for it. And we went back and forth. How much should we charge? We knew they were valuable.
Oh, yeah.
Consulting. But we also wanted to take into account the time, this landscape, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so that is why we decided to let our people pick the price.
Yeah.
It was super interesting. Such a fun experiment.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. So it was pretty cool. And so now we're going to dive in. We're actually going to break this down based on the conversations that we were having and the results that we were seeing. So this particular episode is going to be a breakdown about why to charge for your sales calls, the sort of the feeling behind it, the reason behind it. And also we're going to be, you know, again, hashtag transparency. We're going to tell you our real results from doing this and be honest and show you and talk about it. Because if you can take something from us, and again, we didn't discover this strategy. This isn't our strategy. You know, we're kind of late to the bandwagon maybe, and that's totally okay with us. But at least we're going to tell you how we experienced it and how it improved our businesses during a global pandemic,
you know,
because it did. And we added tens of thousands of dollars to our businesses during a global pandemic. And, you know, thanks, Allison, right? So, okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about is why people shy away from letting people pick a price. Now, this model may or...
Pardon? Over and over.
Oh, yeah. And this model may or may not work for you, but just, you know what? Take it for what it's worth here. Listen, grab what you need from it. So people are always worried about what they're going to make. You know, there's people out there, if you were to book Allison for a straight up consulting call, that's not going to cost pay what you can, right? No. It's going to cost hundreds of dollars.
$250.
Yeah, $250, right? And to talk to me on a consulting call, it's about 200 at the moment. At the time we're recording, this is about $200. So it's, you know, to get an hour of our time, to get us really deep in, to consult with you, to strategize, do prescriptive marketing, it takes some money. And some people really do attach an outcome to, like, I don't want to do a call with somebody. Like, my rate is my rate, right? Like, they're like, and they attach this weird outcome to it. You know what? We were going through a global pandemic, and our concern was we're not leaving anybody behind. Anybody who wants to talk to us should be able to talk to us. And we know that people were struggling and suffering, and we wanted people to be able to get in front of a world-class copywriter and myself to be able to get something that would help their businesses. We really did it from a place of service. And that's why we did it from a pay what you can model. People tend to be really, really worried that it'll make them appear too desperate, right? If people know, if on your sales pages or anything, or if you're like, I'm $300 an hour, whatever the case is, and then you do a pay what you can call, people might think, wow, she's desperate for money. But that's not how it's, and yeah, totally. But that's not how this was perceived.
Right.
We framed this as, and we weren't desperate for money, quote unquote. Like, we weren't, we wanted to make some money, but we weren't desperate. It wasn't, you know, $5 wasn't going to put Kraft dinner in a bowl for Allison's kid. It was more along the lines of, we want to help people. And people can get really worried. The other point on this is people get worried that nobody's going to buy one of these calls. Right. So people are going to be like, wow, people aren't going to get this. They're not going to understand why. When the opposite is actually true, we were showing how much we cared, because quite honestly, we were freaking out for other people. We were seeing people struggle and we were freaking out for them. We were freaking out for ourselves. And we cared through a really rough and insanely strange time in the world.
I think another reason that people don't want to do it is because they feel like they're going to get taken advantage of. Yeah. I remember when I told my husband we were doing this, he was really unsure. He's like, they're going to take advantage of you. They're just going to pay you a dollar and, you know, suck up all your time. And my answer was, okay, well, the alternative is offering it for free. So even if they pay me a dollar, that's still more skin in the game than they would have had if I had given it away for free. So,
and what we'll show you is that people actually didn't pay us a dollar. They paid more.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that.
So what we were selling was actually really simple. We wanted to get this out quickly. As Jenny said, we were promoting within 24 hours. We actually held the webinar within 8 days or 7 days, right? We had seven days from idea to completion. Okay.
You thought of it up in the middle of the night on Thursday morning, and we were up and running. It was on a Friday,
I believe. And then we held the webinar the following Thursday.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to put together any kind of complicated offer or anything like that. So what we did is we offered a nobody left behind strategy call. It was an hour on the phone with us. We offered our notes and the recording. And of course the notes were more organized than just typing, but, and we had put, we put together a plan for them. We gave them super personalized information. So the first few minutes of the call were spent on uncovering where they are right now, what they're struggling with, what they're looking for, what their goals are, and then really going in and using the mind meld power of Jenny and myself to kind of just really diagnose and plan and prescribe a solution for them. And we also used our Thrive Method, which is the acronym we talked about, to make sure that it was really just super transparent, super authentic, and would feel good to their customers to get an offer, even during a global pandemic. Now, again, hashtag transparency. And we told them this at the beginning of the webinar, or at the, when we made the offer on the webinar, is that if we felt right and the person could use and needed our help, we would make an offer to work with us. But as with any of our offers, we deliver a ton of value first and then make an offer that there are no hard feelings if it's not something you take us up on. So we really just super authentic, super relationship based.
Yeah.
And we did that for a couple of reasons, right?
Oh, yeah. And first and foremost, it was to support our base you know, the people who follow us and the people who are interested in us during a pandemic. So we have a huge range of people who are interested in what Allison and I do. So it's from the beginners, people who are brand spanking new in their business, maybe don't even have clients yet, to people who are more seasoned, 3 to 5 years, sometimes even more, established players in the online space. So we've got this range and we wanted to support everyone. So in our webinar, we did tell people that the call, that the suggested price for the call was $197. Mm-hmm. And we did share that with them, but we said, but you can pay what you can. So if you feel like it's worth $197, then pay it.
We'd love to have it.
Yeah. We'd love to have it. Pay what you can. Right? So we were supporting people during the pandemic because we really saw people freaking out. They felt like they couldn't either start or grow their business during a pandemic. They felt like it was disingenuous to help people. And the funny thing is that during the first 2 weeks that everything was happening with COVID-19 in March, at least in North America, which is where we're both situated. I'm in Canada, Allison's in the US. We weren't sure how this was going to go. But what we ended up seeing is there was a lot of online sales happening. You know, people were still buying online. They were still purchasing things that they needed online. Yeah. And certain businesses really did flourish. So we were just trying to help people. The other reason we wanted to do this is we wanted to book sales calls. But again, transparency, Allison and I are pretty lethal on a sales call. And we do really, really well. We help people. We give them a ton of value. And we offer them something that is great because, and this is another reason why we're literally a Venn diagram of awesome. Allison has skills. I have skills. There's this really cool overlap. And when we team up with Allison writing copy for, say, like a sales page, and I do the implementation in terms of building out the actual funnel, our clients see a really good return on the investment. Right?
Fantastic.
So, yeah, a really good return on investment, like 75% opt-in rate to a webinar or 44% conversion rate on a sales page, but we digress. And you know what? We needed that mental boost too. We needed something to focus on. Mm-hmm. And it started with Allison needing something positive to focus on because I swear she was losing her mind.
Totally losing it.
Your schedule went so haywire. You didn't know up from down.
I didn't know anything.
Yeah. And you were really, really struggling. And I knew this was going to give you structure. So I told my partner, I'm like, hey, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know if it's going to work at all, but I'm supporting Allison through this. She's having a really tough time. And we were like, go team. Like we were on it. We were like, yeah.
Long story short, it worked.
Yeah, it worked. So we needed that mental boost too. We needed a win. We needed to have, we needed to feel good about our businesses.
So, we did.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the results. We're going to be really honest and share with you exactly what happened.
Yes. So we had, how many calls did we book? Like 11?
12.
12 calls.
See? Yeah. So we had 12 calls booked.
We booked 12 calls. We had a couple people pay $5.
Yep.
Putting it out there. A couple people paid
$5. Actually, one person paid five.
Oh, I thought it was a couple.
Nope. We got one.
Oh, I think we had somebody paid 10.
Three people paid 10. One person paid 20, one person paid 29, one person paid 22, $39. And then the rest of the people were all 197.
So there we go.
Yeah.
The people who paid the lower amount as we got on the call, they were the people that we discovered actually really needed the help the most. Mm-hmm. Because they were struggling really hardcore. And so we were really honored to be able to give them that help at an investment that they didn't think they'd be able to get that help for. Did we land any clients?
Oh, heck yes, we did.
We made offers to about half the calls we booked. I think we made five offers out of 12 calls. So not even 50% of the time did we make an offer because it wasn't the right move. Correct. They either were, I think a couple of them, they had enough going on that they could do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And a couple we knew were not in the position to be able to afford us. And so why even put that on them?
Yeah. Didn't feel right.
I believe we closed about $11,000 immediately. Mm-hmm. And then actually just last month.
Yep.
We closed another 5,000 plus from someone who was there and followed us since then.
Correct.
Wasn't quite ready to buy. So the lead source was that webinar.
Yep.
And so one webinar, 7 days, allowing them to choose their own price resulted in over $16,000 of business directly inside of 2 months, which, you know, if you're running a $50,000 month is whatever.
Yeah.
But in the middle of a global pandemic, when nobody's selling because everybody's afraid nobody's buying and they don't know how to approach it.
Yeah.
16 grand isn't too bad.
No, we'll take it. We'll take it.
And take it and run,
relationships.
Baby.
Yeah. We'll take it and run, and we'll make, you know, and we'll make everybody happy. And we fulfilled those sales calls obligations and the offers that we made. Mm-hmm. People saw some really good success from what we did, which was really, really great. Mm-hmm. And that was awesome. So, you know, here's our takeaway. This is our takeaway from this process. I like doing sales calls because I learn a lot about people, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found and what we both found is it was the right thing to do in the moment, right? During this global pandemic with COVID-19, it was the right thing to do because it showed our support for people, and they saw it. And it wasn't scammy or spammy. It was transparent. Mm-hmm. We were so upfront. We're like, we're charging for this. Pay us what you want. We'll make an offer if it makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. there was no hidden guile or deception or anything. Okay. It's not how we are. It helped a lot of people who were struggling. The information on the webinar itself, you could watch the webinar, take that information and plug and play to help get your business going. And we found out later that there was people who actually did that,
yes.
who implemented the Thrive method. And it did help them,
mm-hmm.
People who didn't even take the call.
Right.
I believe strongly, Allison does too, that it created a lot of brand trust and loyalty. So that was in March 2020. And at the time of this recording, we're mid-June. And we've increased our brand and our following from that webinar, and we've had people come back and come back and come back, you know, mm-hmm. and we're still in touch, and we know there's business coming from some of the people from those calls.
Yes.
There's a couple people actually that we didn't even pitch to at the time that have been in touch with us and been like, I think I'm almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
There were no pitches at the time, but now they're like, I used what you said and now I'm almost ready. Like, are you,
yeah.
you know, can we work with you? And we're like, yeah, no problem. Happy to.
I think we can probably work something out.
Yeah.
And you said, yes, it created this brand trust and loyalty. And the reaction when we made the offer, because it was a live webinar with a chat stream.
Yeah.
The reaction when we made the offer, because I was watching that chat, was, are you kidding? Holy bleep. Yeah. Wow.
Bleep, bleep.
Like, people could not actually believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we even got some messages like, is this for real?
Oh yeah, we did. We got messages and we got people going, is this a real thing? Like, where's the trap door that's about to snap on me?
Right. But because we said at the beginning of the webinar, hey guys, just as a heads up, we do have an offer at the end of this. It's really cool. I think you're going to love it. But you know, no pressure. Just want you to grab the value of this and then maybe check it out, which I think we only had like one or two people drop off of the webinar as we started the pitch because Barely. We started upfront with that.
Yeah.
And then when we made the pitch, we said again, guys, just to be super transparent, if it's right, we're going to make you an offer on this call. We're not going to, you know, but there's going to be a ton of value. We had a 100% show up rate to those sales calls, which those free discovery calls, I mean, I've seen a 60% no show rate.
Yeah.
And we had a really good result.
Mm-hmm. We absolutely
so
did.
So would you do it again, Jenny?
Yeah, we would absolutely do it again. I think charging for sales calls is an essential piece in your business. Mm-hmm. I would totally do it again. It made us feel like it gave us that boost that we needed. You know, even at the time, the amount of money that we made from it at the time wasn't big, you know, wasn't a big amount off of the initial sales calls. It felt good to say, hey, from, you know, creating this thing in an idea that came up at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning to, you know, 7 days later presenting it, for being on a webinar for an hour and 40 minutes, you know, we made this amount of money during a really challenging time. It made us feel good. It provided a ton of value to the people that watched, but it really felt good for us mentally. And it gave us the boost we needed to see that it was okay to still promote.
Yes.
And share what we were able to do. And I think it kind of turned the tide for Allison. I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like it kind of
mentally,
turned the tide.
Absolutely.
Mentally.
Yeah, it was, I was really struggling. I mean, I still struggled after.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. It was definitely the start of the uptick. Mm-hmm. You know, personal share time, I guess. You know, I've struggled with depression and anxiety for the majority of my life. Yeah. So this was not a surprising thing for me. I did seek help. And if you are struggling with depression or anxiety, you know, try putting together a webinar, but maybe also go talk to someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Get some help if you need help.
But yeah, it definitely got me moving forward and moving focused.
Yeah.
Which is something that was really essential.
Absolutely. And it provided a lot of value, like we said, and it put a bit of skin in the game on both sides. So yeah. We made it, you know, we promised that we would give our notes and the link to the call, which meant that there was work behind the scenes that needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And so there was enough skin in the game on their side, but also in our side in doing some work behind this that made us really work for it, made it mm-hmm. valuable even for us. And it was kind of like, I want to give Allison a boatload of credit here, because if she hadn't had that 1 a.m. idea, System to Thrive may have never come about. And right. What has come from System to Thrive has been additional trainings. Now it's a podcast that's being launched and it's come out. It's additional opportunities for the business. We've since helped other clients and we've mm-hmm. grown our shared client base, over and over, and we've helped more people. And we realize the team now, Allison and I have wanted to work together for years, and we have on and off.
Yeah, but we could never come up with a way to actually do it. So, you know, this, like, to do it ongoing on a, like, a more formal way.
Right. And this all, and it just sort of makes sense. And System mm-hmm. to Thrive works during a global pandemic, but it also works in your business, post. So it doesn't matter when you're listening to this, if it's like a year from or 2 years or 6 years, if we're that lucky that this is, you know, going to keep going, then and you're hearing this, then what you've heard is sort of like this origin story of how this all started, but why it works. And sales calls and getting paid for them should, I believe, be a model in your business. And it can be a model in your business at any point. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be a model in your business right from, it could be like from the get-go if you prefer, but definitely add it in there if you haven't already, you know. And the best way to do it, and Allison and I both agree on this, the best way to do it is off the webinar. Yeah. Get people to the free training, tell them upfront what you're going to do, be honest about it. And we'll do a whole webinar training in a different podcast. We'll talk about the best ways to get people on your podcast and to close them from your podcast.
Podcast too. Maybe once we become experts, we'll do that later.
Maybe. And how to make that happen, but it's a really great way. So,
yeah. So at the beginning of this, you did promise that we would tell them two ways we did it. And the second way is not quite as exciting simply because it's not pay what you can. We did do another webinar, mm-hmm. another System to Thrive webinar. And we actually put together a different package. And so this one required just a little bit more legwork. And there were some resources and things that we put together that came with the sales call, again, with notes and recording. And that was $97. Mm-hmm. And so we did that in order to test right? So yep. we did that after the pandemic had started to kind of curve down. We wanted to see if people would pay the full 97 mm-hmm. to see if the kind of what kind of close rate we would get and testing, because we always want to teach things that we do.
Correct.
So if you are not comfortable with the pay what you can model, that's fine. Try putting together a really nice bonus package to go yeah. along with your sales call. It can be stuff that's already pre-done, so you don't have to do it every time. We added some manual stuff in there, but boost that value of the sales call so that, again, they're getting value from it.
Correct.
You don't like those sales calls that are just straight up hard sales calls. We want to always sell a value.
Yeah.
And so the other cool thing that we have for you is we have put up the replay of our first System to Thrive webinar training. You can actually get the link to that at systemtothrive.com/3. That's the numeral 3, no letters. And you can sign up for the replay of it just to see our pitch.
See how you get the value from that as well.
Oh yeah, there's total value in the webinar, but sign up for it just to see the pitch, dude. I think you'll be able to see how we put it together. We didn't do anything super fancy or special, like I said, but it was just really authentic and quick. We did it within 7 days. So keep that in mind when you look too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back with another big question next time.
Thanks again for watching or listening to this podcast. We hope we've answered some of your big questions today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast anywhere you're listening and leave us a review.
Also, make sure you've checked out the Thrive Collaborative Podcast Community, our Facebook group for listeners and entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook or online at systemtothrive.com.